Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Radio Free Redoubt Sunday Night Podcast. God bless all of you guys, and thank you for tuning in. We've got a lot of stuff to cover and a short time to do it. Right now, we've got Ameren operators who are standing by as Hurricane Katrina. This is the 15 or 16 year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina hitting the exact same spot with what some reports are saying, even stronger winds than Katrina brought. But this is Hurricane Ida, and it's now the last I looked, it is a hurricane category 3, and it is wreaking havoc right now. The entire New Orleans area is out of power, and so we'll cover all that. But in tonight's show, the news and commentary, of course, got some really cool stories as well. And then some things that will just infuriate you because, well, we've got communists in charge. So that's just that's part of the territory. In segment two, I'm going to talk about the mandatory vaccines and employment resources for you. Many of you are facing, this is getting real. And you're faced with deadlines. You will get the vaccine by this date or else you will be unemployed, period. They don't care. And so I'm sorry you're in that situation. It's wrong on every level. But we do have some resources that will hopefully help you. And I'll tell you what, right now, you have got to make a decision. Nobody's going to come to your rescue. You're going to have to fight for yourself. You're going to have to fight for your job. You're going to have to fight for your business. You're going to have to fight right now. I said, when we look back at history, we're going to say, when should we have begun? When should we have resisted? I said, right back, way back there at the masks. Because COVID vaccine passports is where we are headed. It will be mandatory for you to work. It will be mandatory for you to travel, for you to be able to go to businesses and to shop, to do anything. And we didn't see it. There wasn't. I mean, I did. Lady Liberty did. I know many people who did. But by and far, the masses, man, I'm not worried about a mask. No, when it comes to the mark of the beast, I won't take that. But the mask isn't a big deal. Well, it's this creeping gradualism. And now we're in it. So anyway, I've got some resources that I'm going to share with you in segment two, because many of you are faced with the reality of losing employment, careers, really. And we've got some tools to be able to push back with and fight and dig in. You cannot capitulate at this point any further. So this is it. This is where we lay it on the line. All right, so this is episode 2128. In segment three, I'm going to talk about some security. I'm going to continue on with this little mini series that I'm doing on anonymity, encryption, security, and alternative operating systems. And and we've got some cool exercises that's going to make this interactive. All right, we start getting into some of these file sharing type of things. I will post something that will be hosted for sharing on the Tor network for you to be able to go and follow a .onion website into the dark net, the dark web, and retrieve files and folders using these encryption tools. And we'll do some other interactive, really cool exercises. So we do this with Ameren, at various different levels over the years. But and then in the fourth segment, I'll have Lady Liberty on some announcements and things that we'll be talking about there, some a ministry that we want to share with you guys that we support. And these are the times to really step forward and resist against this communist regime And there's many different ways to do that. So, okay, let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there at the podcast to help take your preps to the next level. Prepping2-0.com is the website. All right, as I mentioned before the news and commentary, Hurricane Ida has weakened to a Category 3 as it pummels Louisiana with strong winds, rain, and storm surge. At least a half a million without power. I would say more than that now because their 911 systems went down. They came back up. They went back down. Last I checked, nearly 100% of the greater area around New Orleans is grid down. They're without power. And, of course, cell phone towers are going to be damaged and so on. So we do have Ameron core operators that are on the air right now throughout the region outside of the affected and impacted areas. And it's going to be the next couple of days. Right now, everybody's just hunkered down. As these radio operators begin to come out of their shelters and get wire back up in the air and get their batteries or generators going and assessing their neighborhoods and communities, we'll start hearing from them. And our operators that are in the surrounding area are standing by to receive, you know, emergency reports, rescue requests for rescue. If we have rising floodwaters and people are stranded on the rooftops and that type of thing, we will be standing by for that. So next in the news, Becker News. This is just infuriating. Actually, let me take you first to this other story here. You guys heard about these former special operations guys working with people inside the Kabul airport and exfilling, escorting, evacuating outside of the military. They're doing this on their own, and this is just so cool. I mean, this is awesome. But there's also kind of a dark cloud around this one. But first, U.S. Special Forces vets secretly rescued hundreds of Afghan allies left for dead amid the Biden withdrawal. This is from the Daily Wire. Veterans of the United States Special Forces have secretly rescued hundreds of members of Afghanistan's Special Forces and their families, plus interpreters and others, allies who had been left for dead by the Biden administration. The operation, codenamed Pineapple Express, involved a group of special ops soldiers, including retired Green Berets and SEAL team commanders, who were inspired to take matters into their own hands after one of the Afghan commandos they served with contacted them to say he was on the run from the Taliban. His visa had not been approved when the Taliban took over August 14th, and thousands ran for the airport. The special ops soldiers first devised a system with U.S. troops at the airport where they sent their comrades to a gate and told them to identify themselves with the password pineapple to be put on a plane by the Marines on the ground. So they were all active duty and veterans working together on this. Some of them, and another report that I read, they're actually forwarding them using the Signal encrypted phone app. They're forwarding them a little logo, a picture of a pineapple. So when they come up to the gate, they show their cell phone with the picture of a pineapple, and then they ushered him in and got him on planes. This is just an awesome, awesome thing. And actually, there were two other operations that we know of. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but Task Force Pineapple was one of them. Task Force Dunkirk, very, very similar operations. And Team America, all ran by former veterans. And as soon as that hit the news, the Biden administration just could not be outdone. So according to Becker News, amid widespread reports of rescue efforts from groups like Task Force Pineapple, Task Force Dunkirk, and Team America, the U.S. State Department has issued an advisory to nations surrounding Afghanistan to deny support to aircraft conducting such operations in Afghanistan. Quote, now being told The State Department is telling nations surrounding Afghanistan not to allow private jets handling the private extractions to land and or refuel. John Cardillo reported, "This is inexplicable and evil." Military-connected sources tell Becker News the rationale behind denying private flights to be refueled in the region is that airspace is being cleared for further evacuations. But the order also conflicts with reports that evacuations have temporarily halted for Americans wanting to leave Kabul Airport. It's my understanding those are supposed to resume Monday, tomorrow, which is probably in the next few hours. But then Fox News just flashed. I'm trying to find it. It was just, I don't even, there's not even a link for it to grab yet. Fox News just flashed that the Biden administration canceled flights tomorrow, or they're putting those off. So I'm trying to get a source for that. I don't have it yet. And this is what I got from an Amron Core operator. Unbelievable what's happening. The Biden regime just sent a big sucks to be you notice to the Americans stranded in Kabul. No more exfil flights, but they will keep a list, etc. And he just saw that on the Fox News channel. So we're looking for that in print. And the saga continues. This is unbelievable. This regime has shown which side they're on. They've shown their true colors. This is who they really are. They are adversaries. They are subverting Americanism. Some good news from faithwire.com. They're running an article, Unapologetically Christian, Alternatives to Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, See Big Membership Increases. Well, that is awesome. Hallelujah. The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are seeing big drops in membership. Reasons include the pandemic and social trends. But leaders of Christian alternatives believe there's more to the story, and the groups are seeing huge increases in membership. Trail Life USA, and this is part of their code of honor. On my honor, I will do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, and so on. It kind of reminds me, I was in the Royal Rangers growing up. I was in the Boy Scouts, too. And then I spent most of my time in the Royal Rangers. And, Christian Boy Scout organization affiliated with the Assemblies of God. And it was nationwide. It's just awesome. It's really marked me for life. I mean, it made me who I am. It contributed to who I am. And it was just an awesome, awesome program. So I'm glad to see this. Trail Life USA. It is Christ-oriented, Christ-centered, boy-focused, character leadership and adventure organization. So there you go. If you're looking for something in your area, maybe they don't have Royal Rangers. These folks are ruling out Boy Scouts, and they're looking at Trail Life. So look at that. Really cool. All right. I didn't have time to grab anything from Redoubt News, but the Redoubt Report has got a ton of current. I could spend 2 hours just going through everything that's on the Redoubt Report and at Redoubt News. So go check it out for the latest, especially the Redoubt Report. But your in-depth reporting, especially what's going on in the American Redoubt, is at Redoubt News. So check those guys out. And once again, darn it, I didn't get a chance to get over to the Stark Raving Mad page at Rhino Hunters of the Inland Northwest. But we'll make up for it next week. How's that? They're always bringing us great content. Go check them out. Rhinopack.org. Click on that Stark Raving Mad page. And just, the truth is stranger than fiction. My goodness. All right. We'll be back with segment two right after this. Don't go away. I swore that I'd be nice if you promised we'd be fine. We'll never go back to California. We'll never go back to California.
Hello, Patriots. Abraham Lincoln here. I am reminded of a time back in 1773 when the Sons of Liberty, including Samuel Adams and John Hancock, broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing hundreds of crates of tea into Boston Harbor. We celebrate that historic event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. For on that day in 1773, American patriots began drinking coffee. And the rest is history. We believe that all men are created equal. Coffee is not. Come taste it for yourself, and you will agree. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily, whole bean, ground, or in patented pods. We invite you to come celebrate with us at www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, episode 21-28. That's the 28th podcast of 2021. And I cannot believe we're looking at September 1st this week. My goodness, it's flying. Selkirk Mountain Real Estate is the sponsor for segment two, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Commies need not apply. But if you're a patriot and you're looking to move to the American Redoubt, Selkirk Mountain Real Estate helps folks that are looking to move to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho, and their website is selkirkmountainrealestate.com. All right, I want to share Micah 2, 1 through 2 with you once again. Woe to those who scheme iniquity, who work out evil in their beds. When morning comes, they do it, for it is in the power of their hands. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them away. They rob a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. We have people that just want to steal and rob liberty from people. Defying all the saying, while they're saying follow the science, these are the people that call good evil and evil good, or right wrong and wrong right. And while they're telling us to follow the science, they're ignoring science that tells us that what they're doing is destructive, is deadly, in fact. Now, things have progressed. The people did not rise up when they should have. And now they are moving to the next point where they have to take the clot shot, this death and maiming shot, or they will lose their jobs. There are some that are saying that they should think, they believe that we should be rounded up, locked up in quarantine camps if we refuse to take the vaccine. We're not too far off from what the book of Revelation says will become the mark of the beast. We're getting a small taste of it now, and it's nothing like what it's going to be. But until that happens, we're not going to accept this. We're going to stand for liberty. We're going to stand up for the oppressed. And anybody who's being threatened with their livelihood because they won't take a clot shot that is proven to harm thousands and kill thousands, maim thousands, we're going to stand against it. This is how you love your brother. You stand against this and you fight this. But like I said at the beginning of segment one, there are not going to be enough lawyers to fight for all the people. You're going to have to fight for yourself. I know there are lawyers. There are lawyers available, and there are legal actions that are being organized right now. So this is good, including class action lawsuits, which is really helpful. We've got the law on our sides. We also have an insane, irrational, hysterical world that we're up against. But here's some tools for you. There is a website called pandemic.solari.com. I'll spell that for you. And I'm going to put together the highlights and resources posting for tonight's show with the links of everything I'm covering. I haven't done that in a long time, but this stuff is so important. I want you to be able to link straight on through. I know that when you listen to Radio Free Redoubt, you keep a pen and paper handy, but not all of you can do that. There is a website, https://, it's your typical there, pandemic.solari, that's solari.com. And they've got a form for employees whose employers are requiring COVID-19 injections. This is beautifully done. And there are other resources, too, I'm going to point you to. But there is a downloadable PDF. I mean, look, they're not backing down. You should not back down. This is a battle of wills. All right? You've got to have the will to stand firm, and to not back down, to stand confidently. They're saying, look, you don't get it? You're done. Say, really, I'm sorry that you chose to handle this way. I have a document that I need you to read and sign. This is really well done. It was written by Corey Lynn of Corey Diggs, a really squared away website over there, but has been updated by the Solari team for future events. Now, I've seen the Solari.com. I don't know what it is, but I've seen it before, and I know I've seen some of their work before over the years, but I haven't really dug into it. But this is a great resource. Note to employee, be sure to document the date and time you submitted the form to your employer. Also document the date and time and their response if they refuse to sign it. And just write refused and the date and then sign it. But note that three other Solari report forms are also available as downloadable PDFs in the Family Financial Disclosure Form for COVID-19 injections, Notice and Declaration of Parental Authority Requirement of Disclosure, and Safety of Medical Treatments, and Form for Students Attending Colleges or Universities Requiring COVID-19. So the introduction to this is what you would present to an employer, because people are asking us, what do I do? Will I get unemployment? Well, I'm not a labor lawyer, but it's my understanding that if you quit, you do not get unemployment. If you're fired, then you get unemployment as long as it is not for cause, like stealing from your employer or something like that. So that's something for attorneys. But the situation, I'm reading the top of this form, the situation with COVID-19 injections is fluid and evolving rapidly. As of July 2021, three vaccines were being administered in the U.S. under the Food and Drug Administration Emergency Use Authorization. And then, of course, it names them, Pfizer, Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson. The injections' regulatory status could soon change. On July 16th, the FDA granted priority review of Pfizer's application. Okay, so let's skip ahead here. Oh, that wasn't part of the actual form that you give to them. This is for your information. And they examine two scenarios. Scenario one is emergency use authorization. Many employers are trying to deny the employees' right to choose and their right to bodily integrity by requiring these. But, of course, these are emergency use, so they're experimental. So you have a lot more ground to stand on. But what happens if they fully approve them? Well, they cover that scenario here as well in this article. It's really well done. And they've got a lot of resources linked through that has gives you legal recourse and just information to arm yourself with. Also, America's frontline doctors, we've talked about them a lot. Under their legal vaccines, the law page, there are a ton of resources there that will help you as well, with medical, scientific resources, and so on. So here I'm finally down to the point where this PDF, it's a downloadable PDF, and it talks about authorization. Note to employer, as your employee, I request that you review this document, provide the requisite information, and sign the form in regards to your requirement that employees get a COVID-19 emergency use authorization, EUA, investigational vaccine. If I agree to receive the EUA COVID-19 injection, does my employee health insurance plan provide complete coverage should I experience an adverse event or even death? ? As an employee, does my life insurance policy provide any coverage in the event that I die from receiving the injection? As an employee, will you be providing workers' compensation, disability insurance, or other resources if I have an adverse event to the injection? And then number four, the Food and Drug Administration requires that the EUA vaccine recipients be provided with certain vaccine-specific information to help them make an informed decision about vaccination. The EUA fact sheets that must be provided are specific to each authorized COVID-19 injection and are developed by the manufacturers. The fact sheets must provide up-to-date information, so you're basically informing them of what the law says. And there are footnotes here with links to each of these resources. The fifth question, have you reviewed the material adverse events experienced to date by people who have received EUA injections reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS? Reported adverse events included death, and then, of course, the whole blood clots, complications, heart problems, myocarditis. It lists all of them. Six, seven, this goes all the way down. To include, with respect to the emergency use of an unapproved product, the FDA, there's the title, code, reiterates that individuals be informed of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product and of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product and of the alternatives to the product that are available and their benefits and risks. This is really good. You need to read it for yourself. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I want to get down to the bottom. Are you aware that employees could file a civil suit against you should they suffer an adverse event, death, or termination from their place of employment? As the legally authorized officer of the employer/company, I have read all of the above information, have provided my employee with all of the information that the FDA requires, and provided to recipients the COVID-19 injections, and do hereby agree to assume 100% financial responsibility for covering any and all expenses from adverse events, including death, through insurance coverage or directly. In addition, I affirm that the employee will not be subjected to the loss of their job should they decline to receive the COVID-19 injection. This is a powerful deterrent letter with resources to back it. And we've also posted, there was a post we posted just last week with a letter to your employer that is also really well written, pretty powerful. This one is even stronger. This puts the onus on them. And here's something that we talked about in the morning commute last week. And this was revealed by doctors that were interviewed. And the current emergency use authorization comes with liability protection. But the new approved COVID vaccine, the one that was actually officially FDA approved, not just emergency authorized, that does not have any liability protection. So your employer, right on up the chain to any government entities or your doctors, they are not exempt from liability with the new and improved FDA-approved version. So that might be something to remind them of as well. Matter of fact, it might even actually be in this documentation. Several of you are asking for resources, and there are a ton of them at americasfrontlinedoctors.org. You go to the legal tab, and then underneath there's a tab that you click, a banner, and it says vaccines and the law, or the vaccine law. And it says, the law is clear. An experimental vaccine cannot be mandated. We want you to be armed with resources to advocate for yourselves. Hey, if anything, to buy yourself time. Just if your employer insists and they won't sign that document, they say, look, I'm not signing this. You're either going to get it or you're going to be looking for a new job. Then say, okay, well, if I must have it, then I insist on having the one that's FDA approved, not the experimental one. Because by law, you cannot mandate that I take an experimental drug. So I will not be taking the experimental drug. I will wait for the FDA approved version, which isn't out yet. It's not even available. And who knows when it will be? It could be weeks out, but well, then you adjust your strategy, but it could be one initial time buying issue until enough pressure mounts, social, political pressure mounts to make our employers back off on these policies. But if you go to the americasfrontlinedoctors.org on that legal page, they've got new categories added now. Adventist constituent form, NYC constituent form, firefighter constituent form, United Airlines, Kentucky, Kaiser, active duty military, vaccine letter template, and be a part of the broader suit, like a class action lawsuit. Forms to employers requiring experimental COVID vaccines. Form to universities requiring experimental COVID vaccines. Notice of liability to schools. What can I do now in my own community section? Dear vaccinator, notice of potential liability. And then the very last is strategic litigation. Houston, Texas COVID vaccine mandate. So more and more of these resources are being added all the time. So keep checking back here and arm yourselves and get ready to defend yourselves, patriots. Don't expect somebody to come to your rescue. Defend yourselves. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
This is segment three of Radio Free Redoubt. Coming back at you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Segment three is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, helping you to get the most out of your property with laying it all out for defensibility, food production, water production or water procurement, securing your water rights, laying it out so you get the most out of it from a preparedness standpoint and for really strategically laying out your property. And a lot of folks, maybe water collection. Alternative power, setting that up. There's a lot of stuff that's just outside of most or many people's area of expertise. You need some help with that? That's what they do. And you don't have to be living in the American Redoubt either. They have remote consulting services. So check them out at strategiclandscapedesign.com. All right, so now we're continuing on with the series, what I'm calling it the RFR Security Series. Last week, we learned of citizens in Afghanistan, Christians, who, after having their mobile devices inspected by Taliban who are going door to door, stopping people on the street, reportedly from a ministry that works over there, have stated that they have executed people when they found digital versions of the Bible on their mobile phones. Now, you know, we're living in a time when they're actually categorically calling you an extremist, potential domestic homeland extremist, if you have documentation showing, scientific studies showing that COVID-19 is not as deadly as they're trying to say. Misinformation, which could place people's lives in danger. Who knows at what point in the future is having a Bible going to be illegal in the United States? There is a lot of information, not just besides that. When we're talking, you know, tyrannous, somebody trying to harm you just because you have a Bible. That's that's the extreme end of the scale, but it's a pretty, should be a pretty good motivator for us. But there's also hackers, and the cybersecurity world is, we really need to tighten things up. I mean, we have government entities with full-time information technology departments tasked with securing these databases, and they still get breached. And data gets leaked out, and they leak personal information about people. China's been known to do this for years. They're trying to build a massive database on all Americans. It's going to make the Stasi look like cavemen in comparison to the knowledge and the technology and the capabilities that they have about their citizenry. So, and they're doing this the world over. And we're helping them on a regular basis by using this, the most unsecure information. Now, right now you might think, well, I don't care. I don't have anything to hide. Well, that's not true. You just don't realize it yet. And also, what happens when they start mapping out networks of people and who's connected to who, and they're would you want to be responsible for a whole series of arrests of people because they're connected to you or somebody else that they've deemed dangerous, and you didn't secure your stuff? Now all your emails are right there on your laptop that's not secured by some dumb password like your I don't know, your pet's name or your the date you got married or the word password or something that's like extremely easy to crack and to break. And then there's all your stuff right there unsecured. And of course you also use the same password for everything. And so once they have your password to say Facebook, they've got your password to your email, to PayPal, to everything, your bank account, you name it. So it could just be criminal element, hackers, could be government entities that are acting unlawfully beyond the scope of their what they're lawfully able to do, but they don't care because, well, it's the new regime, right? So you want to be able to lock stuff down, your personal medical information, your family information, your whatever. So a couple of weeks ago, I started off with kind of what I would say was kind of spontaneous. So it was kind of a weak introduction. I was talking about Tor, the Onion router. I was talking about Onion Share and Linux live operating systems. I'm going to spend some more time on Linux here, I think starting next week, because when you download that Linux live operating system, so you have a thumb drive with Linux on it, it's an operating system. It looks kind of like a mix between Windows and Mac, and has a lot of the same, you know, some very similar features and functionality, but it's on a thumb drive. And so you can use it to get on the internet. You can set it up with your email stuff on it and, you know, send emails. But it doesn't remember a whole lot of information. So one of the features on the Linux Live systems in the thumb drive, which is great for you to be able to just get on the internet and surf the internet and do Word documents. You can type up a letter just like any other bare bones computer, like you just bought it off the shelf. It's got your basic programs on it. That there is an icon on your main screen for Linux install. That is for installing on, say, a laptop. So I'm going to talk about that next week. I had a couple of listeners saying, hey, I'm thinking about getting a laptop or repurposing a laptop that I have laying around. It's an old Windows 7 system that died and the hard drive went out. And so I'm thinking about maybe putting Linux on that. That's a great idea. That's what I've done. And, you know, I just went to a pawn shop and picked up a Windows 10 nice machine for a couple hundred bucks that would have cost, say, $700 or $800 at Walmart. So picked up a used but in good condition Windows 10 and overrode it with Linux. So there's no Windows on it at all. It's wiped, and now it's a Linux operating system. Then you can start customizing it, and you have a lot more control over it. And Windows operating systems, especially Windows 10, have keyloggers built into them. It reports everything you typed, even your passwords, everything reports to home, according to several in computer and information IT security articles that started emerging a couple of years ago, exposing Windows 10's just a behemoth of security flaws in it from a consumer's perspective, including keyloggers. It's the worst. It's the worst ever. So I want to help you get away from that. And I know that a lot of people are stuck. They're just, that's your world. Moving on to learning something different is scary. So we want to do this gradually. Start off with a system that you can run parallel to it. Do all your normal stuff that you normally do on your whatever system you're on, and start building a Linux operating system with more and more security features built into it, that eventually, maybe a year down the road, maybe 2 years down the road, you're so comfortable with it and you're kind of dual tasking now that you can start to make that transition over to a much more secure system that you have a lot more control over, and you've spent time becoming comfortable with it. It's not anything. It's not scary. It's a little more work. It's like going from an automatic to a stick shift. And so there are a few more things that that require. It's not as click and it just clicks and it just works. Sometimes there are things you have to do with Linux when things don't work that you can manually make them work using the terminal. So we'll walk through that stuff. Last week, I gave you an assignment to download and set up VeraCrypt and Tails. Now, Tails is an operating system that is all about security. Now, I put up two postings on Radio Free Redoubt that I'm inviting you to go check out. One of those is about Tails, including videos and some setup documents that it'll walk you through step by step. So go get a couple thumb drives. Do not get the SanDisk ones. They're just problematic. I had one just burn out on me tonight. And so go with one of your other better name brands than SanDisk, the cheapos. Go with I like Samsung. I've got several of the Samsung micro SD cards and thumb drives, and Toshiba, and some of your bigger brand names. But pick up a couple of those, follow those through this week, and download and set up Tails and VeraCrypt. So there's a way you can download VeraCrypt onto Tails too, but I'm not going to cover that right now. But just for right now, even if you're just running your Windows machine, download VeraCrypt onto it so you can begin experimenting with it. Remember, if it's a Windows 10, it says built-in keyloggers, reportedly. Don't put anything super secret life or death on it, because on a Windows 10 machine, do that on your Tails operating system. But at least start experimenting with it. This will at least keep the criminals out of it. Somebody breaking into your home and stealing your laptop or something, they're not going to be able to get into this stuff. But when you get higher level state actors with Microsoft, working with intelligence agencies and handing stuff over to them, presumably, then, on that level, I wouldn't consider it safe. But it's definitely safe from your average hacker, and it's safe from criminals stealing your laptop. That type of thing is going to secure your medical records, and you can begin experimenting with it. Okay, so those two postings, that's your assignment to go back, and if you haven't done so already, watch those tutorials, get Tails operating system set up on a thumb drive, and then reformat the first thumb drive that you used to set up Tails, and then you can repurpose that for something else. But get VeraCrypt downloaded, watch those tutorials, and learn how to set up a encrypted vault. Those are cross-platform. The VeraCrypt is cross-platform. Okay, so now this week, You've got another assignment. So if you didn't do anything with Tales or VeraCrypt last week, you'll have to do some catching up. But you know what? It doesn't take long. It's really not that bad, especially with the tutorials. So this week, there's a couple things, and this is going to be important. KeyPass X. Now, KeyPass X is a way for you to create and store very powerful passwords. So it does require a password to get into your KeyPass. It is an application, is a program that you download, and it's free. It stores all your passwords encrypted. So you don't have the exact same password for your banking and for your PayPal and for Facebook and for YouTube and for everything else, your kids' school parent login thing, where people have the same password for everything. So what you want to do is begin developing the habit of having different passwords for different things. There's no way for you to remember all those, so you keep them hidden in a secure encrypted vault called KeyPass. I'm going to put up a posting for that early this week, Monday or Tuesday, with a tutorial video to help you learn how to use KeyPass. It's very simple. It is very simple. It's very intuitive. But if you've never seen it or used it before, this will just help speed up the learning process by the posting that I'm going to put up that will quickly get you set up with your KeyPass. Then you don't have to remember all these different passwords. And because you're not trying to remember them, now you can use much more powerful, stronger passwords that are next to impossible to break. And multiple characters, numbers, uppercase, lowercase, things that are not word-based or dates or your address and things like that. So this is going to come into play when you start experimenting with your VeraCrypt, when you start setting up VeraCrypt secure encrypted vaults or little files, folders. You can have four or five of those, and having KeyPass could allow you to have four or five separate passwords for each of those vaults. So download KeyPass X, and that's at keypassx.org. And I will include that in the posting that I'm going to put up this week. All of this stuff is going to start coming together. Now, there are two other programs that I want you to download this week. They're very easy to use, and they are both cross-platform. You can use them on Windows, Mac, Linux, or even Android. And that's Tor, T-O-R, the Onion Router. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is a secure web browser that hides your IP. You can change your IP address. It routes you through multiple different nodes. And I am going to put up a Tor posting with some excellent tutorial videos that were produced, not by me, but the International Journalism. It's a, what is it, like the Guild for International Journalism. It's because it's a whole series of security that they did that is excellent for patriots, but is designed for journalists because oftentimes they're operating in very restrictive countries. Maybe they're working with whistleblowers that are revealing maybe some human rights abuses. And if they get caught with this evidence, pictures, videos, interviews, even the names of the people that's revealing human rights abuses, those people could get snatched up and disappeared. You could get snatched up and disappeared for having this stuff on your laptop. So it's designed for journalists who are dealing with information that could be very compromising, that could land you in jail or even get you killed, which people are learning around the world very quickly. Especially Christians that are oppressed. So they're learning how to encrypt and how to navigate the internet, how to encrypt documentation like a Bible or maybe a list of all your congregations and their phone numbers and addresses and people that are in your network That could be vital to an oppressive regime. You want to deny them access to that type of intelligence that could cause other people to get harmed. So Tor, T-O-R, the Onion Router. Just go to tor.about. Just, you can do an internet search looking for Tor. Use, I want to say use Duck. We're going to talk about search engines and browsers. For right now, just use DuckDuckGo, even though they've recently got their issues. But download DuckDuckGo and use that as your primary browser for right now. And then go and do an internet search for the Tor project and download Tor on your device and start using it. It's super easy to use. It's like downloading Firefox or Chromium, and just start browsing and start to become familiar with it. And then I'll be putting that posting up this week. Next, you're going to download Onion Share. This works with Tor. This is how you can share files and folders and documents and even chat with some platforms, some operating systems. You can do chats with these. But Onion Share is how you can use the dark web to share documents and information. It could just be medical information for your family. It could be maybe a secret location where your Bible study is going to be meeting next week. And, you know, a secret address and instructions on how to attend your illegal Bible study next week. So there could be times when you want things to be ultra secure, and the Onion Share program is free to download. It works with Tor. It's awesome. And we're going to be doing some interactive exercises with Onion Share. I will also be putting up I think I have a tutorial for that. I definitely have one for KeePass. I definitely have one for Tor. We're going to talk about Onion Share too. But you get those set up this week. They don't take long at all. Tor and Onion Share just take a few minutes each. And then you can start experimenting with them. KeePass X just takes a few minutes to download. And you'll be off and running. All the stuff's going to tie together. So there's your instructions for right now. Without going into each of these items, when you go to those websites, onionshare.org, you're going to be able to read up on all of these. It says exactly what these different programs do. It's tails.boum.org. And there's installation guides for you to get, you know, Tails, Tor, all these set up. So, all right, that's enough. You guys stick around. We'll have Lady Liberty coming up and joining us here in just a few minutes. So stay there. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776, or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. He lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices, and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Radio Free Redoubt. Segment four is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, providing legal defense in the cases of self-defense. Just for $11 a month with the Radio Free Redoubt listener and Amron member discount, go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the U.S. Law Shield banner on the right-hand side of the page, and it's just $11 a month for unlimited coverage, no caps, no premiums, well, or what's that called? The deductibles, no deductibles. yeah, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So, let's see. We got Lady Liberty in the studio joining us. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening, everyone out there. It's not the morning show every time.
I know. I almost said it too, but I caught myself. Hey, U.S. Law Shield. We were just talking.
Yep, that is the way to go.
We got a personal friend that got in a self-defense situation. He had to draw down on a guy who was assaulting him in his vehicle to make him back off. And so now he's facing charges for brandishing or exhibition. Easily beatable. I mean, with the 911 tapes and everything, this guy's an upstanding Christian patriot, solid guy.
Right.
The business owner, and he's just real, one of the most level-headed, easygoing guys that I know, and it's just like talking about straight-laced. But the problem is you have to spend tens of thousands of dollars. He's already out $5,000.
Yeah, he has already spent $5,000, and he hasn't even gotten started yet.
Right.
Oh, and my gosh.
Man, all that for $11 a month would have
been. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. We are trying to save people from being in that situation.
No,
and 5,000 and you haven't even gotten started. We're talking a minimum of $20,000 to even really get going
probably
on this kind of thing.
Probably by the time he's done, yeah.
And a minimum. And so, for $11 a month. And then if you want to sign up your entire family in case anything happens to any of them, including your kids in school, this is just something you can't not have it.
Yeah, in this day and age, man, it's just wow. So, so there it is, uslawshield.com. Before we go, we've been tracking this colonel who laid it out and said, I want accountability for my chain of command. This is totally unacceptable. Rah, rah. Well, they were going to can him. It says he lost his command. He resigned. He says, I know what's at stake. And so now his latest video, he just said, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, he says, follow me and we will bring the whole effing system down.
That is an American. Woohoo!
That's an American who took his oath seriously and who understands the enemy and that the enemy is within.
Right.
It's awesome.
You know, I am so glad to see somebody with a brain, somebody with principle that is willing to step apart from the military. I mean, he's a Marine, all right, but he stepped apart from everybody else.
Right.
Stood all by himself to do the right thing.
The only other one that has that I know of is he was a colonel, major, no, a lieutenant colonel, I think in the Air Force in Space Command, who wrote the book. Oh, I've got it right here. He wrote the book Irresistible Revolution: Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military by Matthew Lohmeyer. And he lost his command over this.
That's right. Yep. We covered
that. Pointing out communism in the ranks. So God bless these guys that are that. Yeah, they understand we're up against communism, and they've infiltrated.
Well, that guy right there, he just stood out as a leader, and he's right. Everybody should fall in line behind him because he's the only one with enough spine to do what every American should be doing right now.
Right,
and see, so the fact that he also said the baby boomers' turn is over. And he said, every generation needs a revolution. I demand accountability at all levels. If we don't get it, I'm bringing it. And so I just went, wow, that is perfect. So I've been waiting for somebody to step up. He needs to get together with DeSantis and Trump, and they need to straighten stuff out.
But see, it has to be the right person and the right time. All the everything has to be perfectly lined up. And you can't point out who this person's going to be. They're going to come out of nowhere, right? Like, for example, I feel the same way. But if I said this, we've got some faithful listeners. We're like, yeah, I don't know. What's that going to look like? I don't know. Yeah. But so somebody like this that's thrust onto the national center stage, all eyes on, who he's expressing sentiment that's felt by the majority of our military. But they're not really sure what to do, where to go, how to go about it. Not quite courageous enough. And this is it's a legitimate concern that you rise up and say, all right, I'll be the guy. Follow me. We're going to tear this system down. And right. Then nobody follows you. And there you're all by yourself. And you threw yourself on the, impaled yourself.
And in that regard, you know what? Then again, if enough people are smart, they will join him because there should be nothing but mutiny when a communist takes over a capitalist nation. It's illegal. Illegal.
Absolutely.
There's absolutely nothing legal about our military taking any sort of instruction from a communist, especially a Chinese communist puppet.
Right.
That's I don't know why the whole military hasn't done what this guy has done already.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think it needed all the components needed to be lined up. Like for example, Afghanistan, Kabul, they had to really step in it. I mean, to infuriate the entire nation for the right. Military figure,
cause,
leader,
yeah.
to step forward, to respond to the right thing. I'm just waiting. See, if he would have done this a month ago, it would have fallen flat. It would have lost his command. Very few people would have heard about it. So everything's lined up perfect for this individual to step forward, make the statement. He goes thrown out there on the national scene at a time when the entire nation is frustrated, who understands what this regime is. And
well, I'll tell you what, if he's smart, he's going to lump that, this demanding accountability, he's going to lump that together with all the other problems the military is facing right now, like these demanding the vaccines, all of that garbage. If he throws that in there and says, you know what, then that's bunk too.
Yeah.
He needs to, every single possible issue, this stupid critical race theory, all of that garbage, he needs to attack all of it and get everybody behind him because most of the people in the military don't want to have anything to do with that nonsense anyway. They're just forced to, and they shouldn't have to be forced. It's un-American.
They're upset and they don't know what to do about it. And so maybe this will provide some type of direction.
Well, especially since this guy has already lost his pension. He's already lost all his everything.
Where's all the retired generals?
Oh, I know. Where is everybody that's all afraid?
Yeah, I mean, they give good lip service, saying, oh, those dirty, rotten scoundrels there. I don't like them a bit.
Well,
what are you going to do about it?
Right. And see, that's the difference between a leader and somebody that's not a leader, somebody that's just there for the paycheck. Because when a leader recognizes principle, money doesn't matter. You throw it all down for principle. Because if it means something to you, it doesn't matter what the repercussions are. Principle is the line in the sand, period.
Well, it's just one of those kind of people that one day, John Adams, George Washington, those guys are going to come put their arms around him and say,
good job.
Well done.
Yep, that's right.
Well, thank you for standing and understanding all that we sacrificed. You're not willing to just let it be taken away without a whimper.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to stand in the gap.
You've got some spine.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, that's awesome. And that is that's American spirit for you, as far as I'm concerned. Right. I've been waiting for, and we actually said that, I said that last week. I was like, I suspect we're going to start to see American spirit rise real soon.
Yeah.
And it's just because we're now being pushed against the wall. There's no, you can't take any farther, you can't take any more steps backward.
Right.
Because right now they've got a needle pointed at you.
Yes.
And you're against the wall with this needle that is very, likely the death and maiming, shot that
right.
they're saying either do this or else. And you know what? Now they're going to have to see what the or else is going to be.
Yeah.
And so, that's where we are. But that was not actually even what we were going to talk about.
No, it wasn't, but it's a great topic. And it's just right
awesome
now people
topic.
Are incensed because we're so proud of our veterans, our special operations forces going there and effecting rescues and exfiltrations
yep.
right at a time when this regime turns around and shows its colors again by blocking off.
Yep.
Telling all the other countries, don't let any of those planes land at yep. your airfields or refuel.
That shows that the people that are in charge right now are the enemy.
Not doing a thing about all of our equipment that's there. It should be all blown in place. At least the helicopters and planes.
Yep.
They should all have missiles right in the middle of them.
We're so proud of those guys for
yep.
Jumping out there and doing the right thing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you prepare for segment four?
Okay. Well, so there's always been this thing, this nagging problem of, well, of course, we're talking about abortion, and I rarely talk about this topic. And the reason being that, not that I'm pro-abortion by any means whatsoever, I'm absolutely not. I'm very, very adamantly against it. However, there's been all sorts of different issues where girls who don't have abortions, instead they give up babies for adoption, they end up going through the adoption process, and families have to pay like $20,000 for a baby.
I know.
And
selling
that
babies.
And that, so while I'm absolutely against abortion, I'm very glad that they weren't aborted. This other, the flip side of that makes no sense to me.
Right.
I've always thought, who's the mother is not getting $20,000.
Right, right.
The father is not getting $20,000. These babies are being sold by the attorneys. You know,
yeah.
it's all these legal fees, $20,000 to adopt a baby that was given to these people.
That's right.
And I have always just thought that was so appalling. My gosh, children for sale. Are you kidding? And so I always had that in the back of my mind. And in fact, tried to work against that for a while in the legislature. But, so I am super, super charged about a program that we just stumbled across. And this program is, it just rocks. It is, it's by the, John Hagee Ministries out of
right.
Texas.
Yeah.
And what he has established, which is just, it's so cool. It's called the Sanctuary of Hope. And, I would love to see this just copied all over the United States. But what Pastor John Hagee has set up is, it's really, really awesome. Apparently his background is, working in orphanages quite a bit. And so he's familiar with, you know, how that system has had its failures and it's very, very sad failures,
yeah.
Things linked with orphans and not being able to find homes and stuff like that is just heart-wrenching. And so his solution is way better, so much better. So let me just read to the listeners what we have started donating to. And something, like I said, needs to be duplicated all over. It's the Sanctuary of Hope is a place of refuge for those in need of hope. Through our resident programs, young single mothers and their children have the opportunity to receive the help they need. And so what this is they have six individual homes set on 85 acres of land, and the property also includes a commercial kitchen, K-12 education facility, and the Sanctuary of Hope's philosophy of care is based on a desire to provide services that meet a child's and young adult's spiritual needs by providing a strong biblical foundation. Additionally, Sanctuary of Hope provides single pregnant teens with long-term housing, life skills training, and the emotional, spiritual, and educational support needed to turn her life around. And so what they do with these young women, and gosh, the age is 12 through 22.
Whoa.
Yikes. But, well, you know, at least there's something provided for these women where they're not being asked to abort their babies, and they're not being asked to give them up for adoption. They're right. actually helped with parenting skills and development, facilitation of pre- and post-adoption support and services if necessary, life skills counseling and development, introduction and development to Christian values, Christian development and growth, Christian counseling. And so they're helping women to
the foundational level.
Yeah, at a foundational level to turn their lives around to keep their babies. If that's what their desire is, and they're just unable when they get there, they may have the plan to give them up for adoption, but hopefully through this whole process, they're able to turn them around and help them so they keep them.
Well, yeah.
And then get them set on the right path. They have personalized online education, access to college and career opportunities, and they provide access to educational advancement as well. And
so we'll be getting you that woke education, that's for sure.
Right, right. They're going to be getting the correct education with a direction and hope. And so I'm so amazed that somebody has finally set something like that up,
yeah.
because that is that changes everything right there. You know, I think that a lot of the reason why both of those other options happen between abortion and adoption is just the sheer, I guess, fear of the unknown,
right?
And so I just can't. I can't say enough good things about this. And so where they need funding, of course, and so they've got ours, you know, as far as donations, tithes and whatnot, you know, that is just a super, super great thing to, be willing to contribute to. And I mean, especially, what brought this up was the fact that Biden has now said Americans are going to, American tax dollars are going to pay for international abortions.
Oh, that's right. They got rid of the
block.
Tearing down everything that Trump built.
Yep, Trump blocked it to where our tax dollars were no longer going to pay for abortions. And so Biden not only undid that, but now we're going to pay for international abortions too.
Right.
And so I thought, you know what? The exact opposite of that would be taking our money and helping women keep their babies and raise them, not abort them, but keep them and raise them and not give them up for adoption
and raise them right. So you break that chain,
right?
You break
right.
that generational the cycle.
Give them a godly base,
yeah.
And so,
wow.
So I'm hoping that we'll all jump on board with this kind of, if nothing else, as a spike in the eye of that action from Biden to have our tax dollars pay for international abortions.
That's maddening.
It's just absolutely
infuriating. Just astounds me to see patriots ripping on Trump. People who call themselves patriots. Oh, he's no different than the system. He's just posing as a conservative, and he's being handled by the same international globalists, you know, just deceiving us.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be kidding me. We're talking the pipeline,
right?
The wall, the Paris Accords,
even
the abortion,
getting the EPA off of all of the property owners.
The regulation that he destroyed.
Gosh.
He tore down so much regulation that was strangling businesses, got businesses started coming back to the United States, cut China off, started making them pay tariffs.
Yep.
I mean, it was just unreal. No other president has done as much as he did. He didn't do everything right. I mean, there was some stuff that I disagree with him on. Just get your vaccine. No. You know,
yeah,
the Second Amendment issues, he caved on the bump stocks. But, you know, I mean, comparatively, the pressure that he was under and the attacks that he was under continuously.
And what he did right.
Frivolous lawsuits and all the stuff that he did for America.
Is outstanding.
There's never been another president like him since probably Thomas Jefferson.
Yep, yep. I won't tolerate people talking to me badly about Trump. Yeah. I know for a fact that for the property owner alone, if he did nothing else the whole time he was there, he saved the American property owner.
Right.
And, you know, that's been my whole big fight for years and years, over a decade.
That's right.
And so just that alone, like, well, boy, God bless him.
So yeah, I agree. Okay, so this is a great ministry. So put out the name of the ministry and the website where they can go and learn more and maybe even pray about it and see if that's something that they feel led to support.
That's right. Okay, so it's called, again, Sanctuary of Hope, and the website for that is the acronym for Sanctuary of Hope, so SOHcares.org. And so it's just SOHcares.org. And you'll see when you go to that website, the Sanctuary of Hope programs, how to contact them and how to give. And if, you know, say you don't have your pen and piece of paper, you can also just Google John Hagee Ministries and then look up Sanctuary of Hope under that. And so, yeah.
Right.
But, yep. And so I like to provide solutions, especially when such infuriating communist things like what Biden just did to have us fund international abortions. Just
what a slap in the face to all Americans.
Yep. I agree.
Wow. Well, pray about that and see if that's something that you feel led to support, and also pray for the folks that are in the path of that hurricane that's still just pummeling people right now as we speak. Pray for our troops that are still over in Afghanistan to get those safely home, along with all of the Americans.
All the rest of the Americans, yep.
Yep, just and God bless those, and pray for the safety of all of the warriors that did that, those exfils and those rescues on their own. And because, you know, this regime's going to try to find ways to bring charges against them, or to, you know, they're going to do their shenanigans.
Yeah.
So just pray for all of that, that this whole regime, that everything they try is just thwarted.
I agree. Yep.
You know, so until then, you guys just be safe and God bless you all. And thank you for all of the Ameren Core operators that are on the air right now. And getting ready over the next 2 to 3 days to be monitoring for emergency traffic. That's when it's going to come.
Yep.
And just be safe yourself.
God bless all you people out there that are just trying to do great things and be helpful to people. It's just such a huge blessing, and we're just proud of all of you.
Yes, it is. All right. Otherwise, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute coming out of Spokane on 96.5 FM, AM 630 on the dial, or on the live stream, which you can find by going to acn.cc and clicking on the Liberty Bell. We'll be on Liberty Broadcasting. Until next week, or unless you join us for the morning commute, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.